We've been talking about the book, Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting by Lynn Grabhorn this month, and talking about the power of our feelings and the fact that even if we've got it down, we know what we want, we do our affirmative prayer, our spiritual mind treatment work, we know what we want, we believe it can happen, we lovingly release it, but then how do we feel about what we're asking for? And even more than that, how do we feel about life? Because the truth is, it feels good to feel good. And I love this quote from this book by Lynn Grabhorn. She says, you're vibrating closer to your real self when you feel good, and our real self being spirit or God or the universe or our higher power or whatever it is that we want, whatever term we use for that experience. You and your non-physical self are in sync, plugged in together in that marvelous high frequency and all it has to offer. So spirit is light and love and peace and power and beauty and joy and those wonderful attributes that we all know. When we are in those same experiences, feeling light and love and peace and power and beauty and joy, we are in sync or in tune or in frequency with that spirit or that universe or God or whatever, and that's why we feel good, and that's why our manifestations come to us, is because we're in that synchronicity, if you will. In addition to the book, and we have the book, we have the regular book in the bookstore this morning, and it's in soft cover and it's kind of a lime green cover. So if this resonates for you and you'd like to take a look, we have copies in the bookstore this morning. Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting. But she also has this great, not a workbook, but what she calls a playbook. It's the Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting playbook with the 12 tenets of awakening. And the ones that we've talked about so far this month are, we realize that we're vastly more than our bodies. And remember, we talked about the meaning of metaphysics being beyond the physical. So this is not all there is. This that I see, this that I experience is not all there is. There is the presence of spirit and the universe behind it. We are one with all that is. All circumstances are our own creation. We giggle at why we are here, and we welcome and even invite contrast. And we talked last week about what we don't want and how often we talk about what we don't want. And the reason that we manifest what we don't want is because we're spending time on what we don't want rather than on what we do want. And so this week, my topic is yes, yes, that, and that, and that. In other words, what we do want. So I'm glad you're here with me this morning. Now I invite you to get comfortable in your chair and take a deep breath and just be fully present as we prepare to listen to our invocation and our centering prayer. And listen to these words from Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting by Lynn Grabhorn. You only have to make one decision, just one, and that is to be happy. But you will never start down that road until you allow your wants, your dreams, your desires, your hankerings to come out of the closet, not just peek around the corner of a cracked open door, but come all the way out. Once you accept the fact that wanting is part of you and that doing it is really okay, it becomes fun. Joy starts to flow. You bring to vibration or feel differently. For when you are in joy with life, you cannot vibrate negatively and you cannot attract negatively, only positively. Dream the dream of joy, dream the dream of fulfillment, dream the dream of frivolity, but dream. So with that in mind, let's move into the light. And as we do, we recognize there is only one power, one presence, one intelligence, and that is God. That is spirit, that is the universe, that is our higher power, that is this loving, nurturing presence that loves us, that honors us, that supports us, that always says yes to us and never judges us. And we know in this moment that we are the essence and the expression of that presence. And so today we release, in this moment, we release anything that we don't want. We release any thoughts of political advertisements. We release any thoughts of struggle. We release any thoughts of yesterday or last week or 20 years ago or 2 minutes ago. We release thoughts of later today and are fully present in this moment as we prepare to hear this morning's message. And as we prepare to go into the silence, I invite you to consider anything that's sticking. Anything that you brought with you that you're ready to release. Anything that you didn't want that is on your mind. I invite you this morning in this moment to release it. So let's move into the silence now and release that no longer serves us. As we remove from our minds, from our hearts, from our physical being that we don't want, we make room for that which we do want. And the universe always says yes. For this knowingness, we give great thanks. And together we say, and so it is. Next Sunday, Jennifer Hart and Lou Matthews, they call themselves Heart and Soul, and they will be with us for a concert from 11:30 to 1:30 after the service, and they will also be our guest musicians during the service. So I invite you to be with me next Sunday for that. I'm really excited. She is just a delightful lady, and we so love her music. She'll have copies of her CD with her, so those will be available, and it's going to be a wonderful experience, so I hope you'll be with me for that. So we're talking this morning about feeling good and what we do want. And these are tenets, a couple of the 12 tenets from the Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting playbook. And the first one this morning is, we are learning to unleash our desires. In other words, we are consciously choosing what we do want. I don't know about you, but I come from a background that somehow you're not supposed to ask for things. You're not supposed to want things. The hand you were dealt, and you just do with it the best you can so that you get to the sweet by and by where you have everything that you want. But the truth is, as we know, heaven and hell are moment-by-moment experiences. And if you've ever walked through the valley, you know that heaven and hell are moment-by-moment experiences that we are consciously or unconsciously creating. And so we can choose to be conscious and create that what it is that we want to experience, rather than being just bouncing along on the tops of the waves, hoping for the best. So we are learning to unleash our desires by choosing what we want to experience. I used the example several weeks ago of making toast. And the toaster is there, and the electricity is there, and the bread is there. but we got to get our bohunkus off the chair and go and decide whether it's white or wheat or rye or pumpernickel. Put the toast in the slot and press the button down to make toast. So we have to choose what it is that we want to experience and then use that power that we call electricity to make toast. In the same way, we have to choose what it is we want to experience and then ask for it and do what needs to be done in order to make it happen. The universe is always creating. If we look around us, this has been the last couple of weeks, who would have dreamed that we'd have a fire in the fireplace and rain pouring down in October in San Diego? It's just been, it's been an amazingly wonderful, by my estimation, experience. You may not like rain, and that's okay, but it's been wonderful to me because it's yet another example of the creativity of the universe, and it's not necessarily going to be 90 degrees in October in San Diego. Maybe it'll be 60 degrees in October in San Diego, and that's okay. But the universe is always creating, and we are, whether we're consciously aware of it or not, we are always creating. So the challenge and the secret for us is to be aware of what it is that we're creating and choose, consciously choose what we want to experience and dwell on that. You may remember from last week, Lynn Grabhorn talks about you got 16 seconds when you have a thought. And I don't know how she measured this or how they figured that out, but that's okay, because it makes sense to me. You have 16 seconds when you first have a thought. 16 seconds. I can be cranky for, if you want to be, you have a, want to have a cranky thought, have a cranky thought, but, or you want to do your pity party, or you want to do whatever it is, think about something that you don't want, you want to indulge yourself in this luxury of being hateful and surly and whatever. You can do that if you want to, but you better not be doing it for more than 15 seconds, because after 16 seconds, you start to create. The manifestation process starts, and you start to create whatever it is that you don't want. It's so important that we watch our thoughts and feelings, because we're always creating something. And if we choose in our spiritual mind treatment, we choose greater abundance. And then allow ourselves to go down the path of the, well, we're going to hell in a handcart because the economy is so awful, and those sorry so-and-sos that take all the money, and that rotten former employer did thus and so to me, and my ex-spouse that got all the money from the sale of the house, and just all of those places we can go. And it may sound goofy, but I challenge us to be aware of what we're thinking and what we're feeling, because that resentment, that bitterness, that anything unlike love throws water on what we do want. So as we're aware of our feelings about this, we are attracting then what it is that we do want to experience. It's okay to want. The universe is always creating. Michael, would you go ahead and close that door? I think everybody that's here is here. They really are almost done with the inside of the building, I promise. The restrooms are done, the carpet's in, we're just about done. Wanting is different than needing. And I'm gonna, we'll talk in a little while about needing, but and thinking from a place of need, but be aware, wanting is different from needing, so we're not talking about that. But we want to experience greater whatever, or a new whatever. It's so important that we stay in that what I do want rather than what I don't want. Wanting is the first rule of empowerment, and it must rise above society's judgments. This is not what everybody else is doing. This is not what my parents want for me, or my spouse wants for me, or my children want for me. This is what I want for me. And I was talking with a dear friend not long ago, and she's See, one of the great things about this teaching is you never know how old anybody is because nobody looks their age or acts their age. They're just out doing what they're doing. But she's up there, and she was talking that her children really want her to move up with them and move into a retirement place and so on. And we were talking about that, and I said, you know, I honor you and bless you, and you do what you need to do, but I don't think you're ready for that. And she said, I'm so not ready for that. You know, so we need to be aware of where we are and our physical requirements and so forth, but also we need to be on our own path and do what we came here to do. And if everybody's doing something or nobody's doing something, that has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with us. In high school, my public speaking teacher called those everybody's ... or nobody's ... He called those glittering generalities. And you know, when you're in high school, well, I have to go to the football game, everybody's going, or I can't possibly wear that, nobody's wearing that. And so we used those, you know, you may remember those days, or have kids or grandkids that try to do that. But it doesn't matter what everybody's doing or what nobody's doing, we are on our own path. So we stay out of society's judgments and stay on our own path. In order for wants to manifest, they must feel good as we think of them. It's so important that we see, well, I really want to do that. Do you really want to do that? Because it's okay, but it's got to be our wants, not somebody else's wants. That's why quitting smoking, losing weight, doing anything, lovingly releasing any kind of a habit type situation has got to be something that we're choosing to do for ourselves. Because if you've ever tried to lose weight for somebody else or stop smoking because your spouse or somebody else wants you to or whatever, it doesn't work and it doesn't stay. We've got to do it because we want to do it, not because somebody else wants us to do it for them. And then intention solidifies wants and desires. And the book talks about the importance of the word intend. We know we don't have to figure out how it's going to happen. I want a new job. I don't want a new job, but you could say I want a new job, or I want a new relationship. I don't want a new relationship, but you could say that. Or I want a new ... Whatever it is, we know that the universe has the most amazing ways of bringing our good to us. But if we restrict it and only look at a certain way, then there are all those other ways of our good coming to us that we're missing out on. The perfect example of that is our safe. And you may not have noticed back in the Sunday school room, but that great big boat anchor looking safe that weighed 1,500 pounds isn't there anymore. And I called a safe company up on Claremont Mesa Boulevard, and they wouldn't buy it, but they'd come and get it for $300. And I was talking to George about, you know, well, I guess we, and he said, no, put it on Craigslist. So I put it on Craigslist, and not only did we not have to pay to get it moved out of here, somebody came and got it and gave us $50. I mean, how good is that? How phenomenal is that? It just, and I had like five calls after the first guy called. So when we allow, because that's what we're doing, when we allow the universe to bring our good to us in ways we couldn't have imagined. I didn't think anybody wanted that thing, and I certainly didn't think about Craigslist, but boy, is that a godsend. In a myriad of ways. So when we allow ourselves to be open to that and talk about what it is that we want to experience, people, the universe brings those creative ideas to us, either through our intuition or through conversations with other people or whatever, and that good comes to us. It must be possible if we have an intent, and not just a gee, it would be nice if, gee, maybe I'll think about, but I want to do this. I intend to do this. There must be a way for it to happen. Otherwise, Spirit would not have given us that idea and that passion to make it happen. There must be a way, and it happens for us in the most amazing ways. But we need to ask. We need to honor it and recognize and choose what we want to choose. I love this next quote from the book. She says, the key to having whatever your most divine heart, sorry about that, the key to having whatever your most divine heart desires, bar nothing, is finding a way to feel good about your want, not wishing for it, not yearning for it, not longing for it, or sighing for it. Remember that need is from fear, desire is from excitement. So I want a lot of money. I want a lot of money because I have work to do. I want a lot of money so that I can tithe 10% of a lot to this wonderful church, so that we can build a new building, so that we can move forward, so that we can do the amazing things that we came here to do. I desire that. And as I talk about that, I get chills for that. And I know that that's what I came here to do, is be out in this community in compassion, healing, and joy. We wouldn't have the passion to do what we came here to do. It wouldn't give us the excitement. It wouldn't give us the thrill and give us the chills if there wasn't a way for it to happen. So I desire that, and I choose that, and I know that that is going to happen. So the question is, what do we want? There's a white sheet of paper in your bulletin this morning, and I invite you to take that out. And if you need it, we're going to do a little exercise this morning, not running around the room or calisthenics or anything. But just think a little for a few minutes this morning, and there should be pens in the front of your the chair in front of you if you need one. And just take a couple of minutes and kind of do a brainstorm. There's room, I think there's room for 11. So just if you think about not what you need, not what you should get, not what your kids want for you or your mother wants for you or your husband wants for you, but what do you want? Just take a couple of minutes. What do you want? And don't do any other boxes. Just do those first 11. What do you want? Just fill in those first 11 with what do you want? Just make a brainstorming list. What do you want? And remember, these are what do we want, not what we don't want. So these are positives. I want to experience or have or be or whatever. you just another minute to finish up those wants. So now that we have those, go back and look at the list again, item by item, and feel. Is that really a want? Is that a passing want? You know, it would be kind of fun to go to Australia. But do I really, is that a, boy, I really want to do that? Or is a, it might be fun at some point. Or is that a kind of want? Or is that a, that makes my heart sing, that gives me chills, I want to jump up and down whenever I think about it want. So just put a check mark in whichever box that first want and the rest of those wants, wherever that belongs in your feeling. Just think about that want, visualize, picture yourself doing or having or being whatever that is and see how that feels for you. And if that's really hot, then it's a really want. And if it's a kind of, or it's a eh. So just take a minute and rate those. The challenge for us sometimes is we state our intention, we decide what we want, we visualize it, we feel it, and then our ego, or whatever it is, brings us ideas about all the reasons why there is no way in the world that that could happen. And sometimes there's something within us that tells us, when we look at it, why we don't really want that. If you have a situation in your life that you've decided that you want, and you've decided that you want, and it just isn't happening, and it just isn't happening, and it just isn't happening, sometimes there's something going on there. For example, if you've chosen that you really want a new relationship, and you meet someone and it doesn't work, and you meet someone and it doesn't work, and you meet someone and it doesn't work, sometimes there's a belief there, or an anger or a resentment from a previous relationship. And if you've had a situation that's happened over and over again, you may consciously say, yes, I want to do that again. Yes, I want a new relationship, for example. But you may have a fear that if I get into a new relationship, it's going to be a big, big mess like it was before. Don't tell anybody, but I want to weigh 180 pounds. That's what I want. I know it is possible. I know it's going to happen. And I was working with this a little this last week, and what I got was there are two other times in my adult life when I've weighed 180 pounds. And both times, right after I lost the weight and looked absolutely fantastic, my life went right down the tubes. So what I got was, I'm afraid to lose this weight again because I'm worried that something's going to happen after I do and my life's going to go down the tubes again. So now that I know, so this was my but. I want to weigh 180 pounds, but I'm worried that something's going to happen. So now that I get that, I can heal that fear, recognizing that it's a new day with new opportunities, and what happened in the past has nothing to do with what's going to happen this time. So that's that but column, and you may need some time to think about that, but I invite you to take this with you and just consider, when you think about what you want and feel what you want, is there anything in you that says, yeah, but I shouldn't be asking for that? If we have any old beliefs about God that we shouldn't be asking, or there's only so much to go around, or you can't pray for money, or whatever that, we don't deserve it, or whatever that is, I invite you to feel those feelings and put that down on the list, because once we recognize the block, we can heal it. But we can't heal it until we recognize it. Relationships, just a myriad of things. If there's, and especially again, if there's something that you've been working on that just is not moving, maybe there's a belief or a fear or an old something that happened that you're worried about that pattern happening again. But the Bible says, I make all things new. And so what I, in that Christ consciousness, I know that as we move forward, it's always a new opportunity. The past has nothing to do with what's going to happen this time unless we allow it to. So we can heal those. We can heal those buts, if you will. We can heal those howevers, those fears. And as we release that, then we can manifest whatever that is, because that's gone for us. So I invite you to take the white sheet with you and do a little work with that and see if there's anything that's blocking that good for you. The book talks about closed valve once versus open valve once. And remember, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the closed valve being settling, being a little resentment, a little anger, a little, oh, that's okay. All my clothes fit. I don't have any health concerns. I can stay at this weight. Or we're covering the bills. We're not really comfortable, but we can stay in this financial situation. Or I can move. Remember, a few weeks ago, I used the example of having the rock in your shoe. You just move your pinky toe out of the way, and the rock can stay there, and you limp a little, but it's not so bad, and you can just keep going. Open valve is we stop and take the shoe off, shake it, get the rock out of our shoe, and move forward full bore, full power. Open valve is, yes, I've got passion, I've got joy, I've got excitement, I am open to all the good. Open valve is, yes, this is what I want, I know the universe responds to me, and I'm excited about it and passionate about it, and there's nothing going to stop me because Spirit always says yes. And then the last tenet that we're going to talk about this morning is stretching our God consciousness daily. Empowerment is the willingness to forge ahead no matter the unknown. And the book says, learning to first accept and then stretch our God consciousness, our true power, our true nature, our true selves. It's not a happening or an event. It is a willingness to become far more than we have been to date. Learning to feel and to be our divinity. And the way that we do this is by recognizing in every moment that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And because that, we get those aha moments. We get those glimpses into what's going on here, like what I learned from my past related to things that had happened before. But when we allow ourselves to be constantly aware of our oneness with Spirit, we get those lessons, we get those reminders, those ideas, and that's how our good comes to us, is because we allow ourselves to listen, to heal what needs to be healed, and then to listen for the ideas and move forward. Until we ask, nothing happens. I love Edwin Gaines' book, and you've probably figured this out by now, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, and she talks about the divine wanting, what it is that we choose to experience, and sometimes we get stuck in that old, you know, if it didn't happen, it wasn't God's will. And so she gives the example of a car sitting in the driveway with the motor running. It'll take us anywhere we want to go, but we've got to put it in reverse and drive it out of the driveway, or put it in drive and drive forward. She gives the example of when she was in her process of becoming aware of who she was and her oneness with Spirit. She prayed and said, you know, God, I'll do anything you want me to do. I'll go anywhere you want me to go. I'll do whatever you just need to tell me. And God responded and said, Edwin, I'll do anything you want me to do. I'll go anywhere you want me to go. I'll make whatever you want me to make. We take the first step. God's will is that we express and experience all those wonderful attributes, so we be whole, complete, and perfect. That's all God's will is for us. The specifics are up to us. And if we're not experiencing the allness in every area of our lives, it's not that we're being punished for anything, it's just that's where we are on our path and that's what we've chosen so far. But we can choose again. Choose to experience the greater and the more. That's always our opportunity. Passion is creation. We always, always have choices. And the best use of our time is learning to flow our energy constructively. I love this book, and I love this playbook with the 12 Tenets of Awakening, and so I invite you to join me. Starting November 3rd, I'm going to do it's a play shop, not a workshop. But this, I'm going to order a bunch of copies of this playbook. There's a lot of stuff. There's activities and lists to be made and going in and looking at what we're experiencing and what we're choosing and so forth. So I invite you to join me. And this for people that work during the week, this won't work for you because I'm going to do it Wednesdays from 12 to 1:30. But if you're available during the week, during the day, I invite you to come and be with me starting November 3rd. It's a Wednesday from 12 to 1:30. I'll order copies of the book. We may do two chapters a week. We may do one chapter a week. It just depends on how fast we go. But this is a wonderful book, and it really gets into this feeling nature and feeling good about not only what we choose to experience, but also about life in general. And as we've talked about, if you start the day in gratitude and abundance, other experiences that bring you gratitude and abundance are drawn to you. If you start the day with, I haven't had enough coffee, I haven't had enough sleep, the traffic is lousy, I had a situation with the dog, and so on and so on, life smiles and says yes to us, and we get just more of those experiences. Because that's how we're feeling. That's what we're drawing to us. And then we wonder sometimes why what we've been praying for doesn't manifest for us. It's because we're vibrating or feeling down at a level of cranky. The universe manifests at a level of joy and passion and abundance. We're not matching if we're at a level of cranky. So again, and I'll remind you of this again next week, but Wednesday, October 3rd, starting 12 to 1:30, this is a great book. I think we'll have a terrific time. So I invite you to be with me for that. Yes?
How long is it going to last?
Hour and a half.
No, I'm sorry, week one.
Oh, I think we'll be done by the end of the year because Lori and Cliff and I have been talking about doing something. Well, actually, Lori and I have. Cliff hasn't, but you will. Based on Debbie Ford's wonderful book, The Best Year of Your Life. So my intention is to finish this by the end of the year. But there won't be a conflict because this will be a daytime and Cliff and Lori's workshop will be a nighttime. But this will be, I think this will be a great way for us to finish the year, and then The Best Year of Your Life will be a great way for us to start the year. So if you're available during the day on Wednesdays, I invite you to be with me for this. We're going to have a good time. Because, and I love this quote from Auntie Mame, life is a banquet and most poor suckers are starving to death. And what I know is all the good that spirit has is there for us, and the good being whatever you call that, your health, your wealth, your relationships, absolutely everything is right there for us, and all we need to do is take the serving spoon and go in and get it. So with that in mind, let's move into the light. So we recognize once again in this moment that there is only one, one power, one presence, one intelligence, and that is God. That is spirit, the universe, our higher power, that loves us, that nurtures us, that always says yes to us, that gives us the most wonderful intuitive ideas. And we choose to move forward today in conscious awareness of what we do want to experience. Recognizing that the universe always says yes, that there's no limit to the good that we can have, we say yes to our greater financial abundance. We say yes to our greater health. We say yes to more loving relationships. We say yes to life. Life with a capital L and life with a lowercase l. We choose that greater good. Because that's what we're here for. We're here for passion. We're here for joy and growth and expansion. And we choose that today. And for anyone who's placed a request in our box this morning, we know that Spirit always says yes. And so we accept the manifestation of whatever that is for a healing, for a new job, for greater financial abundance, whatever it is, we know that our word, whether written or spoken, never returns to us void. And so we accept that now as our truth. We give great thanks for this place we call Joyful Living Church, for the opportunity to come together. And together we say, and so it is. So let us know together that the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. Acapella? Can you do this?